Hey, welcome back to Start Living Sustainable, where today we're going to be leaning into a critical aspect of goal achievement, the mindset shift. So here's a straightforward question for you today that I think many of us overlook. How essential is a mindset shift in successfully accomplishing your goals? Whatever it is that you want in life, to lose weight, to have more enjoyable experiences, to be happier and healthier, to adopt a sustainable lifestyle in 2024, the answer is straightforward. It's fundamental. It is fundamental to understand how a mind shift can actually help you accomplish your goals. Now, some of us have done vision boards. I didn't do a vision board this year, but whatever that goal is, and that is why in this episode, we're going to explore three pivotal components of this mindset shift: cultivating a growth mindset, overcoming mental barriers, and embracing the process. Let's look at this. We're going to be discussing how these elements are not just vital for eliminating toxins from your home, but for any goal that you set out to achieve. And if you can renew your mind, that's half the battle, and you're well on your way. So let's jump in, let's lean in, let's understand how we can reach those goals that we've set for ourselves, whether we did a vision board or not. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Before we jump in, I want to ask you this question. Are you ready to kick the toxins in your home to the curb, but you don't know where to start? Well, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to create a sustainable, toxic-free home that aligns with your values and within your budget in 4 short weeks, so that you can get the know-how and your personalized step-by-step guidance to live a life free of toxins and all things unnatural. So the first step is to book your home detox session and join other health conscious women living a life worth cultivating. So DM or email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Let's nurture your well-being together. You know, it is February already. One of the goals that I know I need to work on is patience. So one of my priorities this year is to be a little bit more proactive in setting up lunch dates with my girlfriends. Mind you, none of them live close to me. And in LA, if you haven't heard, traffic is horrible. So to make a 1 hour drive a little bit more enjoyable, I tell myself I'm going to enjoy this ride by listening to a good audiobook, or I'll sing along with my favorite artist to pass the time instead of focusing on crazy LA drivers. And, you know, I know it's small, but it's a mindset shift. There are so many times that I have to stop and reframe my thinking. I'm not always successful in doing it, but I'm really trying to be more conscientious this year. And I'm learning when you're faithful in these little things, it becomes easier and you're able to handle the bigger decisions a lot better. So let's go ahead and talk about this first step in our journey to understanding the power of a mindset shift, and that is cultivating a growth mindset. And this is the belief that our abilities and our intelligence can be developed with effort. You know, it's a learning process. It can help us persist in what we believe. So when you think about the logic behind this, adopting a growth mindset, it encourages resilience and a willingness to learn from our setbacks, because there will be setbacks, instead of seeing them as failures. This perspective is so crucial when we're taking on any new challenges, as well as adopting a sustainable lifestyle, as it prepares you to face the obstacles with a proactive attitude. According to research by Carol Dweck, she's a psychologist who coined the term growth mindset, shows that students who have been taught about growth mindsets were more likely to persevere through challenges and achieve higher levels of success, which I find really interesting. This principle can be applied broadly, suggesting that understanding how pliable and flexible we are in different situations is key to achieving our goals in life. The second mindset shift in achieving our goals is to acknowledge and address the mental barriers that prevent us from taking action in the first place. That is the next step here. And that looks different for all of us, but understanding what those mental barriers are for you is a step in the right direction. It could be fear of failure, resistance to change, and any limiting beliefs that can all sabotage our efforts before we even begin. So by identifying our personal barriers and challenging them, we can shift this internal narrative from one of self-doubt to one of empowerment. It really starts with what's going on inside your head. What's happening in your heart? What do you need to really dig in and look at? Now, if that means talking to yourself out loud like I do, or posting and reading a passage of scripture out loud to declare what you want to happen over your life, then do that. It might be techniques like positive affirmations and mindfulness, and setting realistic incremental goals can help mitigate any barriers, but we do need to identify what those barriers are. And a study from the Journal of Behavior Therapy found that participants who practice self-affirmations were more likely to increase their physical, not just mental, but physical behavior over a month compared to those who didn't. You can reset your mind and start thinking differently about things. And to me, this suggests that overcoming mental barriers through positive self-talk can significantly impact our actions and success. The third and the final key is embracing the process. This involves recognizing that achieving any goal, whatever that goal is for you, including living a little more sustainably this year, is a journey that comes with ups and downs, and that's with any goal that you have set for yourself. This part of the mindset shift encourages us to find joy and learning in the journey towards our goals, rather than just focusing on the end result. So celebrating small wins, learning from our setbacks, and adjusting those strategies as needed so we can make the process more enjoyable so that it's sustainable in the long run. Focus on the process of just changing your lifestyle rather than overthinking how you're going to get there. You do want to keep your eyes on the prize, but you'll be more likely to maintain those changes by the end of the year if you really embrace the process and make it as enjoyable as you possibly can. That, in a nutshell, is a mindset shift, and it is fundamental in steps to successfully achieving your goals, including any goal that you may have for yourself. Now, if you are interested in adopting a sustainable, healthier lifestyle in 2024, book your home detox session by clicking the link below and emailing support@startlivingsustainable.com. You can go ahead and email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. And just remember, by cultivating a growth mindset, overcoming mental barriers, and embracing the process, we can better equip ourselves with these tools needed to persevere through the challenges that we face and celebrate our successes. The change starts within. It's a positive mindset shift that unlocks our potential to achieve remarkable things this year. So thank you for tuning in to Start Living Sustainable. Join me next time as we continue to explore the transformative power of sustainable living and the mindset in creating a better future for ourselves and our loved ones. I will see you next week. Stay well. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.